Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Everybody clap.
Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple.
Wait a minute, nobody else is clapping.
That's because your clap's a little slow there.
Yeah. Got a slow clap, is that what you're telling me?
It's kind of a slow clap.
How you clap then?
Yes. Clappable song.
Yeah.
Here we go. More of a snapping song.
No, I want claps. What is that? You know, what are you doing? What is that?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what Jen is doing there. Is
it's called a delay on this shoddy equipment that you give me, sir.
Oh,
because here in my room, it sounds just well.
Once again, I'm the bad guy.
Yeah,
anyway,
get used to it.
We're going through. Yes, I have. Thank you. All the songs listed that are being tracked in digital sales this year, the 10 most downloaded holiday songs so far. I include Last Christmas by Wham, Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms, Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano, Where Are You Christmas by Faith Hill, Christmas Canon by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and this is number 5, Brenda Lee from 1958, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Clank it up.
When you hear voices singing, let's be jolly.
Alright, let's see how I can do the transition a little smoother this time than I did last time.
Everyone dancing.
May we now proceed on to the story of Dee Snider? Kristen's sister rocker Dee Snider shot the video for his song So What on the site of the protest in Dakota. Good for him. His crew was among the unarmed Native American tribes as they were fired upon last week with the rubber bullets and the tear gas. They called it a flashbang. The grenades were thrown into them. They were hosed down by water cannons. I did not realize they were there until this, Victoria. So the filmmakers have shot, even when the tear gas and the other things were going on, they kept shooting away. One of the photographers was targeted and shot with a rubber bullet. Kept filming away. This tells the story. I'd like to highlight this because I'm so annoyed at our country and what we're doing. Or not our country, but the leadership of our country. Or, let's say, the lack of leadership of this country. All right, let's see. What else musically is going on? If you are a Blue Velvet fan and you got a lot of dough, Dennis Hopper's personal LP record collection. He's got about 100 or so. Stocked up with the copies of classic LPs with rare recordings. You can buy it for $150,000. By the way, that was half the budget for the film Easy Rider.
When
it was
shot.
The collection is offered up by Marin Hopper, his daughter. Handwritten notes to the actor from various artists and several unreleased records. It's a very personal biography of Dennis Hopper's musical journey. So says the listing. Let's see what's in this collection. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water. Leonard Cohen's Songs from a Room. I guess we could figure. We could have figured Hopper was from this ilk. Bob Dylan's Highway 60. Oh, yeah, right. Look at the people who were his friends. Hollow Starship, Dragonflies in here, and Fleetwood Mac's Future Games. True value of the collection comes in vinyl available nowhere else. Like there's a 1970 recording of Blue Suede Shoes from Carl Perkins that he made just for Hopper as a gift. Man, that would be something.
That's really cool.
And the money's going to be donated to the Future Heritage Fund, which is a partnership with the New Mexico Community Foundation to support cultural and artistic nonprofit organizations in New Mexico.
Cool. Was he from New Mexico?
No, I lived there, though. I had a house there.
Oh.
28 past the hour.
The oily tongues are thirsty.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Local girl is smoking.
Hi, I'm Robin. Sat right in front of police officers and just burned the back wheel off.
The Get get out of jail ticket. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Rock and Robin.
Been pulled over, sat right in front of police officers and just burned the back wheel off. Why are you disrespecting me? You knew I was watching you do that. Well, okay, I don't think my boyfriend's gonna like this too much. He goes, why, who's your boyfriend? I said, oh, he's the Beach Police Department. He's your boss. So he kindly handed me back my license and said, okay, you have a nice day. Be careful. I got a phone call about 10 minutes later from the ex-boyfriend. He says, you better not do that again.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green. Cholesterol drugs under scrutiny is next. Harrison with you. Cholesterol drugs called statins may be doing harm combined with good. In the first 30 days of taking statins, the liver reduces its making of heart-nourishing CoQ10 by half, and then even more as time goes on. Statins also turn on the antigen 1 gene that causes muscle atrophy. Since the heart is a muscle, some believe it doesn't make sense to create this problem for someone. As all our steroid hormones are made from cholesterol, lowering it only means that at some point we may need to take hormones for sex and stamina. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.